Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
She's out of the math club. She likes kettles in the bathtub. She loves a ricotta solo. She lives a carabolo. We start to fool the dealer. The bloke and the Sheila. Their boss is always in despair because their meetings happen on air.
Tanya and Steve.
Live from Honeysuckle and across Newcastle and the Hunter. Celebrating 10 years.
Good morning.
Happy Friday, gang.
How are we all?
Well, happy and Friday.
Yeah. Risey's infectious, so don't even look at him, Steve.
He's had a smoker's cough for 2 weeks.
I know.
I reckon he's taken up vaping.
What's the dealio, Ryan?
Don't know.
A bit down.
You are very down with it, aren't you?
He's been coughing all night, every night for 2 weeks.
And his doctor wife doesn't care. She's like, get out, go to work. Get
doesn't
a spare room,
give
keeping
a
me
crap,
awake.
Tanya, she does not care. She told me to have a Smartie the other day. That's how good. I'm like, surely there's some sort of antibiotic that could fix this.
Have a Smartie.
I'm telling you now, half of those things that we get a placebo.
She's probably right, but it still give me some sympathy.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm sorry. And for those married to nurses as well, enjoy.
Exactly.
Enjoy that sympathy.
You doctors. Guys have given me more sympathy. So I thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, that was just right. We think you're making the show sound sucky.
I'm actually coming good about 9, 9.30 every day, which isn't any good for the show,
yeah.
But it's like, you know.
It's usually the way, isn't it?
I've been doing that for years.
He has a great time for 3 hours after he goes home, don't you?
I end up texting Jenny all these things I sort of should have said on the show. Oh, here's another thing I thought about that we were talking about. Hey, comes good about 10.
Oh,
have you
no.
guys got a good weekend plan? What's the go?
Well, it's pre-birthday weekend for me. For Michael, I mean.
Yeah.
I was going to say post-weekend birthday
no,
for you, pre for Michael.
And I've been throwing ideas around with you guys.
I love
and a few
something.
Of them you won't let me do for him.
It's nope. just it's so good, you know, in that way that there's two guys against a girl. Because otherwise, if, you know, there was another girl in here, Michael would be doing some painting with some Chardonnay.
Well, I wanted to do pottery and Chardonnay, remember?
Worse.
He's already done the paint and sip. I've seen him do that with
yeah.
you.
You know, I'd
that
love.
Was Valentine's Day.
I'd love
he's
it.
So lucky.
I'd love, oh, that's right.
Oh, he's so lucky.
I'd love if he turned up at my place on Sunday morning. Here, Steve, I need your ashtray. Thank you, Michael. Anyway, what you have, we don't want to say it.
No,
surprise,
don't. No.
But what you have got is brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank us.
Much better yeah. than the pottery and sip.
Oh, don't knock it till you try it.
There is also...
Imagining ghosts.
If I may point
yeah?
out to the people listening to the show, that there's a bit of one-upmanship going on between Tanya and Risey as far as spouse presents go.
So true.
Oh, there is, isn't there? Yeah.
I could see, you know, Risey said, what he's yeah. got, the doctor who hates his guts.
Yeah.
And and you with the husband who loves you dearly.
I know.
Exactly.
I know.
He raised the bar.
I'm not even going to say what you got Lucy either in case.
Definitely not.
She cares to listen
to you. From a male point of view, I find it weird because I'm looking at you going, you know, what you got Michael good on you.
Yeah.
And when I find out what you got Lucy, I call you a kisser. It's not fair, right?
I
apologise.
I prefer the word good husband.
Yeah.
I apologise. You are a good husband,
yeah.
kisser.
I thought it was a big birthday you've gone so big this year.
Nah.
You've just been a painful person, haven't you?
Just been a bit painful to live with and... You and Steve remind me on a daily basis that she will leave me one day.
For a specialist.
For a specialist. Yeah. I was going to actually leave that off because I thought that sounded even
what
worse.
What do I say, Ryan? We only come to work because we woke up feeling good about ourselves. So we better nip in there and get a touch of reality.
Yeah, thank you.
But yeah, okay. So that
yeah.
Well, my spouse, birthday present, was Tanya this year because I've got one. So you are, there
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, I scored. So, please don't get a girlfriend.
You are scoring.
I scored big time.
Yeah, no, well, not much chance, but with you as my wingman.
No, he's mine. Get away.
It is harder to buy for a guy.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah.
I actually find it hard to buy it for Lucy as well, because if she wants something, she'll just go and buy it.
Of course,
you know?
She will.
So I'm trying to do more experiences.
Yeah. Mm.
And when this one came up, I know I spent a bit more than I should have, but I was like, oh, just lock it in because I can't be bothered looking for anything else.
Don't
I
say
assure
that.
You, she is going to love those golf clubs.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. They're in my size, so if she doesn't love them, funnily enough, they'll fit
me. Who'd have thought you'd end up with those in the Aldi Isle of Dreams?
Oh, we're away for a Friday. Welcome, everyone. It's the 22nd of March. This is Triple M. This is Tanya and Steve. We've got Risey Dreewine on the way, and Dave Dolan from the newsroom is going to join us soon with his take on the week.
Hey, tell you, this is very visual.
Right.
Very visual, but it's on the line, so I thought it was funny because I laughed when I saw it.
Yeah.
But the new Las Vegas baseball stadium, we've only been watching rugby league and all the stadiums, right? But the new Las Vegas baseball stadium has been ordered and designs put forward, and the photo of it compared to the Sydney Opera House. But it says, and when I show you, you'll get it, it says, oh, look at this, the new baseball stadium in Vegas. It's kind of like you bought the Opera House from Wish.
Oh, it really is.
And
isn't
all it?
It
does is look like the Opera House, but it's had a few too many pies.
I was going to say, it looks like a fat Opera House.
A fat Opera House.
Oh, wow, it does.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But just that bought it from Wish, it's like, that's not what I ordered.
It's still not a lovely design, though, is it?
No.
I honestly believe our Opera House is one of the best, beautiful designs on the planet.
You know, I used to think that until a mate ruined it for me.
Why?
Because he said, you know what it is? I went, what? He went, nuns in a scrum.
Oh, no, don't say that.
And I went, oh, my God, it is.
Well, even nuns in a scrum. I like the name of
you.
It. But it is. You name another building that's as pretty and it's got
and
so
different.
Much going for it.
So
and,
true. Yeah.
And when they can use it as a canvas to
totally.
Put artwork on, and I just think it's beautiful.
Even the location, surrounded by the water there. At the
and the
harbour.
Excitement when your beautiful daughter comes from Holland and you take her on a big Sydney weekend and we get photos with it. She gets up close and goes, why don't they clean it?
Yeah.
Why is it yellow?
Yeah, it does need a bit of a scrub every so
the
often.
The closer you get. Yeah. The dirtier it gets, but I totally agree with you. Sydney Harbour.
I know, like, the
gorgeous.
Iconic building is as far as the Eiffel Tower. It's beautiful, but they can only put pretty lights on it and change the colour of pretty lights. That is a living canvas.
And
love it.
And we are living examples, though, of in the 70s when that thing was getting put together, everyone, imagine social media then, bagged the hell out of it. What is this ugly-looking thing?
Did they?
And it took years, and people were going, this is the most ugliest building
what?
We've... Because it was
people
new.
Didn't like it?
No, see, we've grown into it.
Right.
No, they all thought it was the ugliest thing in the world.
How funny.
And then we all bitched about, though, when they built the toasters.
Yeah, well, they are ugly.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, like when a new one goes up, you go, ugh.
Yeah.
But, yeah, isn't it funny? The Opera House got a fair flogging.
Wow.
When it was getting built.
Okay.
But I agree. Gorgeous. But, yeah, anyway, look forward to this baseball stadium that looks like a pregnant Opera House.
Yep.
Because no one's tried to copy it. Really, have they?
No. Maybe there's reasons for that. Maybe, you know, in the architectural world, people don't like it.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you like it inside? I think it's a little bit dated.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do? Imagine the refurb on that.
Oh, my God. It would be so expensive.
Yeah.
Ah, you take your mum in. She'll sort it out.
It looks like mum did go in, though. That's the problem.
That is so true.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Yeah, there's no question Evie put together one of those theatres with the lovely orange colouring.
I know.
Can I say something while we're on that? Because I'll forget.
Yeah.
You know how I keep saying hospital and all of that? I feel like Rip Van Winkle.
Mm.
Well, yesterday I went to Spotlight.
Why?
It's not there anymore.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Did you say all the way to Gateshead? Because I went to Spotlight during the week as well at Gateshead, not in Newcastle West.
This is my point. I drove around up there, parked the car, got work. Oh.
It hasn't been there for a couple of years.
I know. That's what I mean.
Is it a gym now?
Years.
What is it now? A gym?
I don't know. I was all locked up and said, you're an idiot, Steve, on the front.
Fair enough.
How many years?
Look, good few.
There you go. Well, I haven't been out for...
I'd say three.
Easily three, because it moved down to Gateshead.
Okay, you're going to have to buy your curtains somewhere else.
No, I was... Yeah, actually...
Yeah, well, I don't know what you were going to buy from Spotlight.
Wooden blinds.
Oh, wow.
You were very close, didn't you?
Yeah,
all right. Oh, okay, so it's Gateshead.
Gateshead.
Well, I can't go to the Central Coast again, innit?
That's Senior and Steve.
Build better at McDonald Jones, with double glazing included in your new home.
Turn it up, loud because tenure and Steve is triple air breakfast. It's Dave's News Week. Outrage, madness, Trump's messed up. Council's crazy, Queensland sucks. Is Epstein still alive? It's Dave's News Week.
Here's Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was.
Well, the big news this week, Tanya and Steve, video emerged of a woman going to the shops with her husband. Of course, I'm talking about Princess Kate. Everyone's wondering what's happened to her. Where is she? There's no shortage of Katespiracies. Is she filming The Masked Singer and that's why she's gone into hiding? Maybe. Some wonder whether she's even still on this planet.
You know, has she been put in a rocket and shot into Mars?
To be fair, if I was Kate, at times I'd probably want to live on Mars as well. I mean, have you heard the vicious rumour going around that William had an affair, a lady called Rose Hanbury, the Marchioness of Chambly, who looks very much like Kate, just a little more horsey? Of course, the Kate Gate speculation about her well-being ramped up after that altered photo of the princess and her children. I heard someone point out that it's so obvious the photo is a fake. I mean, there's three kids smiling at the same time. Any parent knows that's impossible. And then the video I mentioned earlier emerged of someone looking like Kate walking with Wills past some shops in Windsor. It didn't help. The footage was a bit grainy, captured on a JVC camcorder Brashers used to sell in the 90s. You know, the type of camera often used to film the big cat that's lurking around Lithgow. So many think Kate should just be left alone. Let her finish off the beginner's guide to Photoshop in peace, give her some space, and fair enough. Here's showbiz reporter Peter Ford.
People who are out there looking for drama, looking for intrigue, they're getting some kind of thrill out of it.
A bit rich coming from a gossip queen like you, Pete. Anyway, moving on, and let's hear what's going down in America.
Get ready
this week
to hear about stoner rats.
Stoner rats. Yes, it emerged that rats have been going on a rampage inside the New Orleans Police Department headquarters, which is badly run down and in desperate need of repair. The New Orleans police chief dropped this bombshell.
In the evidence property room that you took a tour of, the rats eating our marijuana. They're all high.
So the rats are sneaking into the police station evidence room. They're eating confiscated marijuana and they're getting stoned.
Good morning.
I hear the rats were later spotted at a servo buying a pack of Doritos. But I mean, this story does seem a little sus. To blame the rats for gobbling up the marijuana. I'm getting the dog ate my homework vibe here. What else is going on in the evidence locker at the New Orleans Police HQ? The missing cash, jewellery and AK-47s. Let me guess, the rats ate those too. But finally, did you hear about old mate K-Rudd, the former PM turned ambassador to the US, came under attack from Donald Trump this week after Trump was asked about disparaging comments Rudd had made about the former president a few years ago.
I heard he was a little bit nasty. I hear he's not the brightest bulb.
Now, say what you like about Kevin 07, but for someone like Trump, who once confused 9/11 with 7/11, to accuse Rudd of not being the brightest bulb, well, Pot, let me introduce you to Kettle. I mean, there was that time he told us.
The kidney has a very special place in the heart.
And when he asked whether COVID could be cured by drinking bleach or...
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light.
Yes, the bright bulb that he is, who once famously said he knows words, has the best words.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation. An anonymous.
And just one more. This is the same man who struggled to say Thailand.
Shifting production to Thailand.
So, yes, Rudd may not be the brightest bulb, but he's not the dimmest. And that's my look back at the week that was.
Nice one, Dave. Thank you.
You're right. There's Dave Dolan from the Triple M Newsroom. He loves to join us every Friday and give us his take on the week that was in the crazy world of news.
Yeah. Rising.
We were in for a fun week when it started out like this.
Repeat after me. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
Four.
Wrong.
I'm so confused.
Repeat after me.
Mm.
One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Three.
What comes next?
What comes next?
We have a winner. Well done. Second time round.
Cop that right.
I'm going to do that to my kids today.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm going to be the funniest person ever.
Every now and again, Ryan, it takes my little ADHD brain a little bit longer to catch on. What was it? You did one to me last week.
I forget.
There you go. And there's something you don't see every day, student. An honest teacher.
So I took to my homework like the grade C student that I am, and I was ready to stump my kids.
Hey, Stella.
Yeah?
Repeat after me. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Repeat exactly after me.
Yeah.
One.
1, 2, 3.
What comes next?
What comes next?
Damn it!
Too clever for you, the 10-year-old nailed it.
I'm not proud of this, but after, I got a little addicted to these riddles. These brain busters. And I attempted to get Tenure and Steve with them. But it turns out, they're both pretty switched on. Tenure and Steve, if an electric train's travelling south, so it's going south.
Oh no, this is not a maths one, is it?
Okay, so if an electric train's going south, which way is the smoke going?
They don't blow
it. It's electric. We're not that stupid.
Rising in, mate. Let me just have a look here. Yes, it was year one we were asked that one, Tree.
I swear it was like you, what all you do.
Yeah.
Mark's at East Maitland. That's just padded for the next call.
I was about to say, but nice stretching, mate, because they haven't got too many. Mark, come on, give us one.
A cowboy rides into town on Friday and he leaves 3 days later on Friday. How'd he do it?
His horse was called Friday.
Ah, you know it.
No, I don't know it. I'm just,
just looking it up, Mark. That was year two I've heard that one. I still love the excitement on Risey's face when he did the electric train one.
I got another one. You ready for another one?
Oh, no, Risey. Okay, here you go. Yourself
again. Tanya, Steve, what has a face and two hands?
A watch.
A watch.
But no one's always.
Oh my god!
Oh, look at this one, T.
It's a bloody watch.
Look at this one.
A bloody watch.
You and I were asked that one before dinosaurs.
Steve's health dramas continue this week in the form of a simple blood test. It was meant to be stock standard, but let me set the scene. The collector was one, wearing a mask, and two, a quiet talker. And that led to this situation.
Just come walking in, and she looked and she went to the stool and I went, oh, okay, thanks. And I sat down. And then again, she went to the stool and went, yeah, no, I'm sitting in it. That's all good.
Yep.
And then she took blood. And then at the end, she goes, the stool. And went, oh, I must have to get off the stool.
Oh, no. I know what. She needed a sample.
Yes! And the whole time, I'm going, yep, sure, yep. And then so then she went, basically, where is it? And I looked at her like a 5-year-old. I went, but I went this morning. I did. It was like I was talking to Mum.
Oh.
You can't get another one. I went this morning.
I did poo-poo today already.
She says, well, we shut it at 4.
What?
What? We shut at 4.
We shut at
4. Oh, 4 o'clock. Oh, okay.
That
one off quickly.
Yeah. So she gave me till 4 o'clock to come good.
And did you?
Oh, I went home and said, PJ, do us a favour.
It'll be probably much healthier too.
100%.
Like, look at I'll
go to the specialist tomorrow. He'll shake my hand going, mate, you got the stool of a 17-year-old.
I'd love to say that's the last time we mention rear ends in this rewind, but I can't promise anything. In the meantime, let us talk about Tanya slowly morphing into a guy with her current social actions.
Michael wishes he was married to a lady.
Yeah.
He's come home and I'm scratching my nether regions with a two. He's making bets these days.
Did you talk about you swearing like a truck driver?
Do not.
Now, this is a true story, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't watching. I could only hear. And I thought they were interviewing Tanya on the radio, but it was Latrell Mitchell.
Shut up.
You sound the same when they speak.
Do not.
If that was off air, it would have been effing shut up.
Yep, Latrell and Tanny, they do have a lot in common at the moment.
I don't care if I'm swearing, boys, honestly.
Hey, this week, Steve was shocked to hear of the latest book Tanya was really getting into.
It's been put together by surgeons and psychologists.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the fascination humans have with inserting things into their rectums. Here's the stat. 10 people present into an American emergency department every day. What do you think most people say when they have to present to emergency?
Oh, sat on it.
Yeah, fell on it.
I sat on it and it slipped in.
Yes.
Like, well, wear pants, mate.
I guess. They're good point. Mate, how'd you get the coffee cup? I sat on it.
Isn't that strange?
It is strange. It's just a weird fascination. I wonder if it will fit, is what they usually say.
I can safely say, yeah, Steve and I aren't joking when we say we have not done that.
No. And not only
or thought about it.
Not only that, I'm actually smart enough to kind of look and go, nah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
It was like me walking out. I'll tell you, do you reckon that canoe would fit in my bottom?
I don't know, Steve, bend over, we'll give it a try.
Okay, mate, let's have a go. No way. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, good, it does.
Yep, nice and snug there, Steve. Finally, we can't finish without Tanya trying out one more brain buster.
The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Oh, my ADHD brain. I usually
come
nail
on. You
these.
Usually get these.
The more you take,
yeah, the more you leave behind. What am I? Pain in the ass, I know. But yeah, what am I?
The more you take, the more you leave behind.
I'm happy to leave it on pain in the ass.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that.
Turned out to be footsteps. Who would have known? That was Rise's Rewind.
Waking you up is Tanner and Steve. 102.9 Triple M.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home.
Turn it up louder, cause Tanner and Steve is Triple M breakfast.
Hey, there's a consumer sentiment tracker report that's come out today. We were only talking about how the cost of living is impacting people yesterday.
Yes.
And we had stories of people telling us they're taking second and sometimes third jobs.
Yeah.
They're using Afterpay
and that's
to
like
pay the rego.
A double income family. Both are taking second and third jobs just to keep up with. And again, the most and the biggest one is the mortgage.
100%. Yeah. So this survey actually, some interesting stuff out of it. It starts by saying almost half of Australia can't change a tyre, but that's not due to lack of mechanical skills.
Well,
it's because they don't have money in the bank if something like a tyre needed replacing came up. 45% of Australians have less than $1,000 in their bank account for emergencies or what have you. Does that ring true for you, or?
I checked mine after reading this article, mate. I've got $534,000 in the bank.
Have you?
And then I looked again and went, oh, that's my mortgage. Hang on. Hang on. I'm bloody wrong one, Steve, you silly idiot. And then I looked at the other one. It was like, oh, well, let's hope the tyres stay up.
So that's less than $1,000, 45% of Australians.
Yeah.
Wow. Imagine if something goes wrong in their life, you know, like that's a sick pet or something like that.
That's when the personal loans come out. That's when the Afterpay come out.
The credit cards.
Credit card's the biggest one.
So what that translates to is, in people terms, 9.4 million Aussies have less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Additionally, 20% of Aussies admit to having no savings whatsoever. So here we are, we're up to 65%. The rest, though, that do have savings, they have quite a bit of savings. So when you average what's left over, how much savings, it kind of comes in at around $36,000.
Yeah.
So we really are a country of haves and have-nots.
I was about to say, and that's how people can be completely thrown by stats.
Yeah, definitely.
Immediately. You can get given a stat any way you want to just junk it around, can't you? Because you're right. The difference now, the gap, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
Kind of, we'll talk about this again in articles and talked about it, though. That whole middle class thing's kind of disappearing. Yeah. It's either top and bottom now.
Yep. When you delve into these numbers, they say you need to have at least 3 months' wage squirreled away to make sure that you can pay those emergency things that pop up. Now, when you think about what you earn and what 3 months looks like, do you have that?
Yeah, well, not really, you know, and again, it's trying to catch up.
Yeah.
You know, and I keep saying this, you get the experts on and they go, put a bit away in an account that has a good interest rate. Then they go, and in 2 years, you'll have $5,000. It's like, well, I need it now.
Oh, my God, Steve, hilarious.
I need it now, because not in 5 years, 2 years, 3 years.
Yep.
Hence credit cards.
I just read what that same expert said, right? He emphasised the potential benefits of recurring investments, stating, if you put $100 a week into a high-interest savings account...
Like a 5% interest?
Paying 5.5% interest, it would amount to $2,642...
When?
In 2 years.
That's great! Pay for my funeral.
I know.
But every expert comes out with that.
I know.
Look, I understand I think we're all guilty of this, have a deep dive into your money going out.
Oh, look,
that I understand, but still, again, it's not a fortune.
No, it's not. But it does mount up. And what you're talking about, I've got to sit down and do that because I see little bits disappearing. It's like our bank accounts are now open slather and there's all these hands going into them.
Yeah, they're called children.
Or subscriptions. Stupid things that you might have signed up to.
Mine, I go, BJ, what's that?
Yeah, because he's got access to your credit card. You need to think about that, your behaviour there. That's just crazy. You're lucky he's a good boy.
Yeah, you are very lucky he's a good kid.
That's such a good point because I know he is, though.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
He's such a real kind of thing.
Yeah.
So he goes, Dad, is it okay if I get that? And then when he does it, he comes out and gives me cash and it's right.
Oh, it's so sweet.
But I've gone to bed early
And overnight, I go, what the hell is that? And then I go, oh, BJ's bought some, whatever it is. Yeah. But, all of these tips people are giving us are, it's about now. Hence
yeah, living
cards.
In the now. Yep.
It's not reality. All great ideas. Mm. But even if you do tea, even if, like you say, those all those things, I remember we laugh about it, but isn't Penguin Books still pushing around?
Penguin
How much
Club.
Is that a month, you reckon?
Penguin Club, I think I'd pay about $8.
Well,
but
I tell
I've been
you
paying
what,
that since Lorcan was 8.
Yeah, but if you cut it now, in 20 years' time, you'll have $1,000.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean? It's like, I know everything helps. But when people read that, they go, yeah, come on, you got anything else?
Yeah.
Geez, that the no savings, that means people just are living week to week.
Yeah.
And if you do have a job, like a casual job, and you get sick, you just have to go to work. You can't not work.
I hear that a lot.
One in five Aussies now are just hanging out for that next paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're running out of money.
Every week waiting.
It's funny you just say that, right, too, because I know at least four friends, right, or acquaintancy friends, that are all permanent casuals. Not holidays, not sick pays, not, so,
Very
yeah.
casual, yep.
And the moment you're sick or you need a weekend or whatever it is, there's no money coming in.
No, I know.
That's become more popular, hasn't it?
Very.
So they don't have to do that, I guess, the sick pays and that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look.
There's no quick fix.
It's just
an interesting snapshot of where we are.
Yep.
It's not getting any better at the moment. And you've got governments promising, what happened to the promise of the electricity bills coming down? That's right. That hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we need government to come out and give us another $5,000 baby bonus, mate.
those days are over, aren't they?
Well, remember,
yeah, lots of bonuses went by.
So good.
Oh, TV's galore.
It's a couple
Not
away
another
from
kid
seven.
Was born.
It's Tanya and Steve. This is Newcastle's Triple M. We've got our $1,000 minute coming up next. Hopefully you can score a grand. First question. It's often said cats have how many lives? The answer will be nine.
Nine.
There you go. Yeah. There's one question done.
Linda at Cardiff, $1,000 for the weekend would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be absolutely lovely. I'll give it my best.
You could also whack it in your savings accounts and whack up the stats.
Yes.
All right, mate. Got to take your first answer. No help from anyone or thing, and pass if you don't
know. Okay.
Good luck, Linda.
Thank you.
All right, Linda, it's often said cats have how many lives?
Nine.
Which of these was not the setting to one of the CSI television series? Miami, Las Vegas, or Chicago?
Chicago.
Which sign of the zodiac comes after Scorpio?
Sagittarius.
In Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, Mercurio is an ally of which family? The Montagues or the Capulets?
The Capulets.
A mimosa cocktail is made with orange juice and what?
Champagne.
Oh, she knew that. How is Prince George related to King Charles?
He's his grandson.
Aphora is a variety of which citrus fruit?
Aphora. For apple.
What is the word that stands for the letter T in the NATO phonetic alphabet? Is it tango or tabo? Table.
Tango.
If I was standing in Vincent Street, would I be in Curry, Cessnock or Wollombi?
Cessnock.
And what is the capital of Sweden? Stockholm or Oslo?
Stockholm.
Oh my God, you're so close.
You can tell that we're not cheering.
No.
Only missed two. Oh.
And look how much time you've got. Oh, wow.
Were they 50-50s the best? Or one was, yeah.
You were 8 out of 10, Linda.
Oh, no. That's close. That's better than I thought I would get at this time of the morning.
Well, you know what? It was a 50-50. You went wrong way on the Romeo and Juliet. It was the Montagues for the Mercurio.
Yep.
And the only other one, do you know when you're shopping for mandarins, you often see the little sticker that says Aphora?
I will now.
Yeah, you
exactly.
will now.
Everyone
It'll haunt
will.
You.
Where are they?
That's in the colourful section of the supermarket.
Okay, right. I'll be curious now. I'll go and have to try
Aphora,
I'll get someone that works at Woolies to show me that. I've never heard of that, though.
Aphora, mandarins. Yeah,
okay.
It's usually the brand that's mostly there.
Right.
Okay.
Especially come this time of year soon.
Hey, you've got a double pass, though, mate, to go and check out this year's Spiegel Tent Show.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
It is awesome.
Yeah, it's called Limbo. It's going to be great. Plus a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. Huge savings at Hunter Valley Wildlife Park this Easter so you can take the kids to the school in the school holidays.
Awesome. Thanks,
Linda.
Thanks for having a crack today, Linda. There's our $1,000 minute. That's how it works. If you get all 10 right every single day of the week, we'll give you $1,000 cash.
What's wrong with your goat tenure? Apparently, I've just had a look at the show.
Yeah.
And there's something wrong with Tinder's goat.
Okay.
No, Jerry's written on our little board, what gets you goat?
It's the funniest expression.
It is, isn't it? But it's a kind of a clearing of the decks we thought we'd do before the weekend kicks in.
Mm.
Get anything off your chest.
Yeah, okay.
Anything that's annoying you at the moment, What's getting your goat?
1-3-3-5-3 What gets your goat? You will score a 6-pack of Miller's Pies at Shortland RG Warners Bay in Cardiff. Can I kick it off?
You can.
Oh, God, don't. No, Tanya.
Every caller gets a pie.
Every caller gets a 6-pack of Miller's Pies.
Don't let Risey kick off. We will not get. He'll be here for an hour.
Take a seat, Tanya. Take a seat, Steve.
What gets your goat, Ryan?
What is it, Risey?
Every time my wife does the washing, she thinks just putting the clothes in the washing machine and pressing the button on is doing the washing. That's not doing the washing.
Well, what is it?
You have to get it out of the washing machine when the washing machine finishes, hang it on the line, let it dry for a day or two, get it off the line and put it away.
Roger, as you just said everything like that, I looked at you and I thought you had a perm.
She just keeps turning it on, and doing the washing. No, it doesn't just get out of the washing machine automatically. Wow. It has to get on the line.
What have we let him?
I think I better mend this up. I hate it when your wife doesn't put out. How's that?
That's much, much.
You're welcome.
Much more macho, Stephen.
Thank you, Tanya.
Much cooler, Steve. So I should have thought of that one.
Dave's at Medford. Dave, what gets your goat?
Oh, mate, when you're on your way home from work and someone's pulled over on the side of the phone, whether to answer a mobile phone or whatever they're doing, and everyone's got to slow down to see what they're doing.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Are they just being cautious or are they being sticky beaks?
Rubbernecking.
Yeah, sticky beaks, I reckon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got a six-pack of Miller's Pies there, Dave, for your troubles. Thanks for giving us a call.
I don't drive in traffic enough to have those traffic issues these days.
No, I know you don't.
Like full-on, because we're on air when the full-on traffic's on.
I agree.
You don't see it, do we?
No. Tony, what gets your goat?
Well, it's moving day and it's bloody raining as always.
I like an immediate get it off your chest, so that's a good one.
How far are you moving from and to, Tone?
I just moved to Williamstown in the Raymond Terrace, but yeah, still, you know.
Yeah.
Hanging around isn't going to be fun.
Now, hang on. Now, are you doing the trunk? Are you doing the mates with trailers? How are you doing it?
Oh, mates.
Yeah.
Mates. Yeah.
Pitching in, saving you some dough, like that.
Never answer that call, gang.
Yeah.
Tony can share a 6-pack with them all today at Miller's Pies.
Right now, look at my mobile. It says Dan.
No way.
Dan's at Broadmeadow. Good morning, Dan. What gets you goat?
Morning, guys. People that drive slow in the right-hand lane of traffic.
There you go.
Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And that's weird.
Especially along Hanel Street. That just drives me insane.
Yeah.
Well, Hanel's 50, isn't it?
60.
60. Wow.
From the roundabout to Carrington, onwards is 60.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
And then it kicks in. Doesn't it kick in past the old, like, West's 80 there?
Yeah.
It's good coming in, though, since the tram's there. We don't have to wait for those train. Oh, wait a minute.
Thanks, Dan. You've got a 6-pack of Miller's Pies. Anything getting your goats collectively? Or
I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't think of too much that's getting my goat. I'll tell you what does get my goat.
Okay. It didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't. Yeah. I was going to move on with Steve.
I was looking going, no, come on.
Okay, so last night we went to just have a easy dinner, right? Mm. But it was at a restaurant, but it wasn't a fancy one.
Yeah.
And they said, order your drinks off the QR code, but here's a paper menu for your food. And I went, oh, that's hard. You know, okay, all right. Don't really want to, but I did.
Yeah.
So I clicked the QR code. If I ordered drinks off the QR code, there was a service fee. It was going to cost me a dollar more to order it off the QR code. And when the waitress came back, I went, oh, just have, you know, a bottle of blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you could tell she was a bit like, didn't I just tell you to order it off the QR code?
Because it's where we make our extra dollar.
Well, that gets my goat.
Yeah, that's fair call.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
And I,
well,
watched,
no, I mean, yes, I can believe it, but yeah, wow.
Oh, I nearly felt like walking around to all the newcomers and go, don't order off the QR, you'll be charged extra. But Michael wouldn't let me.
There are often times where all of us bring shame upon the show.
And that would have been one of them.
That would have been one of them.
So I was trying to save people some money. How weird is that, though? What world are we in?
Yeah, well, we're in a world where anyone, businesses or personals, are trying to make a dollar.
Yeah, okay.
That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Because you're actually chewing off each other.
Completely.
Yeah, I know.
So how did it resolve? Did you get it through the waitress?
Yeah.
Or? Yeah, perfect.
I wasn't paying an extra dollar.
Yeah. Otherwise, man, I would have gotten your goat, eh? Steve, you got anything that's getting your goat at the moment?
Rosie, I nearly died 2 months 2 months ago. Life's great.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I'm here. I don't give a crap about anything.
Good attitude, Steve.
You're damn
attitude.
Right. Yeah. Except for when BJ won't put tins in the bin.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up loud, 'cause Tanya and Steve. 25% off Cat Workwear for a limited time. Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morrissey. Yeah!
When you two started on air together 10 years ago, I was a brand new dad, and I reckon you'd both remember the glimmer in my eye as I told you all the sports I was going to play with my kids, all the events I could take them to. I then proceeded to raise two children who could not be more uninterested in competitive sport.
How does that happen?
Oh, I don't know, but he could have talked to Joey John.
If we go to the nights, we spend as much time in the ice cream line than in our seats. I've mentioned before how I drag them on the field when kids go on the ground at full time at the Jets. In the last few weeks, though, there's been a change. I know this will send shivers down your spine, Tanya. It was traumatic for you when Lorcan was bitten by the cricket bug.
Yeah, I hated it.
But the boys are playing a bit at school. We've been down to the nets a couple of times in the last week. Oh. Talk has started of playing next season. Oh. In fact, yesterday, Lewis was looking up fast bowling videos. He's picked Mitch Stark and Pat Cummins as his favourites. Oh. Mm. Steve, I couldn't agree more. The Indian Premier League starts this weekend. Mitch Stark is making $4 million. Oh. That's $500,000 a week for his services. Pat Cummins, $3.5 million. Cam Green, fast bowling all round at $3 million. Spencer Johnson and Marcus Stoinis, $1.7 million. Okay. All rounder Mitch Marsh.
Those days have changed, haven't they?
Yeah. Over $1 million. The market for Aussie fast bowlers is bonkers.
Mm.
Follows on from the women's IPL, where Ash Gardner, Annabelle Sutherland, and Elise Perry have just made hundreds of thousands of dollars. Even David Warner, who just retired, is still making $1 million in India. Jeez. Having a bash at T20.
There you go.
And you watch overseas, India, South Africa, England, Pakistan, all paying as much as Australia to play T20 cricket.
I love the fact that JR's kids have just shown a glimmer of interest. Now he's got the pay packets.
Yeah.
He's there.
Absolutely.
Tiring off their winnings.
Well, it's not like Risey with the golf clubs and the tennis rackets in the kids' hands. I still think you're on the winner there, but cricket is starting and it's slowly
catching up.
It's money
isn't it?
From overseas. You kind of think Australia, oh, we've just grown up with cricket, but it's all this money from these other countries. Uh-huh. The only problem when your kids have got a bug with cricket, rainy days like today.
Yeah. Ooh, we go down.
Talk to me this time next year, I'll be going, oh, thank God cricket season's over. All these parents that have just gone through 6 months of that. So you guys are getting a break.
But Tanya was devastated with what it looked like in cricket because she had to sit there all day, so we took up a really quick sport called triathlon. That's over in a jiffy.
At least you can watch the field and he's on the field.
Yeah, true.
Triathlon, he just runs past for five. I'll see you again in 20 minutes.
No, I've been with her. I was like, what's going on? She'll be coming to pass in a minute, Steve.
Good on you, JR. There's JR Spin on Sport. Don't forget, there's 25% off Cat Workwear for a limited time as well. Work Locker, Warners Bay or Morissette brings you JR Spin on Sport every day at Triple M. Tanya and Steve have
got the good news. Good news time. Whatever is going on in your world that's good could be anything. Work,
anything.
Kids, partner, pets, whatever.
I got good news.
What?
Today, hopefully, so I'll put hopefully in front of it, is my last specialist visit with the whole liver blood thing.
Oh.
Well, let's hope so anyway, depending on what the result is.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I'm doing a show with Eeyore.
1-3-3-5-3. If you've got some good news, like Steve has some good news, Tanya.
Yeah, well, you'll get a six-pack of Miller's Pies.
They're really going to ring after that.
And not only today, we thought it'd be something a little bit different today. Six-pack of Miller's Pies. They're at Shawl and Archie Warner's Bank Cardiff. What else are they going to get?
Our Mitch Rev's 10-year anniversary T-shirt.
That's it. They don't get lost in the mail.
Chantel's at Raymond Terrace. G'day, Chantel.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
What's your good news, mate?
It's my first wedding anniversary today.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh. Thank you.
You know that Chantel, first year anniversary is paper.
Is it?
Yeah. So you got to, that's the gift of paper. Have you thought of something?
Yeah, cash.
I'm leaving a card.
That's paper? That'll do.
I'd stick with cash.
you could also give him one of our Mitch Rev's T-shirts if you want.
That'd be fantastic.
All right.
Done.
Yours.
All yours. Enjoy your first wedding anniversary. Thanks, Chantel. Have a great day.
Cheapskate. Is it paper?
Yeah, paper. I bought Michael a tissue box for our first wedding anniversary.
Was he crying?
Yeah, maybe.
But what? I didn't know it was paper.
Yeah, it's paper.
Okay.
Mm.
Hello, Maddie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Very well, Maddie. Good news?
Yeah, great news. I'm off this weekend to Foster to do my Teacher of Swimming and Water Safety license with OzSwim.
Oh, awesome. Going to be a swim teacher.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I just think it's an important skill that everyone needs to learn. And if, yeah, I can be involved in helping and making a difference there, what better way?
Oh, that's lovely, Maddie.
Be surprised, Maddie. We've talked about it before, people that can't swim. And even it's quite surprising.
Yeah. Adults, we mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and the statistics just keep climbing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, every day almost there's a drowning at a beach at the moment.
So that's this weekend, Maddie.
Sorry?
Is that this weekend you're doing that?
This weekend, so I head off tonight, and yes, so full days, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturday and Sunday.
And you'll come back qualified.
Yes, so I'll have all the knowledge behind me, hopefully, and then I've just got to do some prac hours with a registered organisation, and then off we go.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can wear one of our 10-year anniversary Mitch Revs t-shirts.
Woohoo!
Good on you, Maddie. Pies. And pies, of course.
Hello, Sophia Belmont. What's your good news?
I just got a Snapland.
For your Snapland?
Yay! Good for you, Sophie. Did you find it easy or hard?
Easy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All in the park, Soph. How old are you, Sophie?
8.
Well, so you've done the year 3 Snapland. There you go.
All right. Well, listen, we've got some Miller's pies for you, Sophie. You can share with your family. And we've got a T-shirt for you. It's a Tanya and Steve T-shirt. Will you wear it for us?
Yeah.
Good
girl.
I'll tell
you what, we'll give you an extra large. You can make a dress out of it.
Well done, Sophie. Big deal finishing Napland for all the kids.
What about Lewis at New Lambton?
Hey.
What's your good news, Lewis?
I'm off to Melbourne this weekend for my birthday to see the F1.
Oh.
With the wire.
Fabulous. Have you ever done that before, Lewis?
It was a little while ago with the family when I was 18. But, yeah, now it's off time.
Good on you.
First time I've been away from the kids.
That's a big weekend.
Ooh, first time away from the kids.
Look out.
So, chucking a bit of a risey.
Chucking a risey.
Mate, you'll have the best weekend.
Yeah.
F1, awesome time with the wife. Yeah. Good stuff. You've got a T-shirt, a 10-year T-shirt, and 6-pack of Miller's pies there, Lewis. Thanks, mate.
Kylie Raymond Terrace. Hello, Kylie. What's your good news?
I'm going to Casey Chambers tonight out at Shoal Bay Country Club.
Nice.
What a great get for Shoal Bay Country Club to have Casey out there, because she's coming up at the Red Hot Summer Tour shortly with Barnsley at Rocha Estates. So what a great night you're in for, Kylie. You staying?
Yes. Yeah, we're staying. My friend's got a hotel room out there, and, yeah, we're staying the night.
Yeah.
Great night.
Some fun.
Top part of the world, that is.
Bad mum's night.
Did you say bad mums or mad mums?
Probably both.
Yeah.
Good on you, Kylie. Enjoy.
I like that when you brand yourselves, but everyone else goes, check out the drunk mums.
Yeah. And Kim's at Jilby. G'day, Kim. What's your good news?
My good news is last weekend at the Downhill National Championships, which were just raced at Awaba, my daughter won the elite women.
Oh, my God.
The fastest women downhill mountain bike rider in Australia.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Ellie Smith.
Good on you, Ellie.
Ellie Smith.
Yeah, it was great. Local girl doing it, and at our local, it just showcased our beautiful Lake Macquarie. It was a wonderful event, and
I love it when you hear, like, and you'll know this is just a true, Kim, but, you know, like a little bit left field events, you know, in sport, because, you know, that's not major common, but when you hear that, it's like, wow, okay.
Where to next?
Yeah.
Where to next for Ellie, Kim?
There's a series called Crankworks, which is also like downhill and all other disciplines, and that's in Cairns, so she'll be doing that in May, and she'll be hopefully racing overseas this year as well.
Wow. How much does a bike cost these days, Kim?
More than the car I'm driving.
Kim, did she race in, did you do the Redhead Pump Track just a few days before the Awaba one as well?
She didn't, but her fiancé did, Duke Millington, his name is, and he did very, very well in that as well. Didn't podium, just off it, but, did well, and,
Fabulous stuff.
It was awesome to see Will watching it the week before. Gosh, they're crazy athletes. Yeah. They're so good.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
Oh, they are, and they're all passionate, and the women coming up in this field is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all supportive. It's a great community, and... frightening sport to watch the downhill, but
I was going
to
say, you must spend the whole time with your eyes closed till she gets across that finish line.
When she races, I kind of wait down the bottom to make sure she gets over the line in one piece.
No, I don't know, Kim, I'm not that impressed. You want to impress me? Go up a hill.
We got pies.
Honestly.
We got pies and a T-shirt for you too, Kim.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Whack me on a Melbourne Star Dragster down a hill. I'll be right.
Have you actually ever watched them?
Terrifying.
Oh, terrifying.
It's incredible. Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, it reminds me, though, when we were in the 70s, of course, and the train came off, we had no brakes. We're going down a hill. Yeah. But it is. It's an amazing thing to do.
Yeah.
Great sport. Yeah. Daniel and Steve.
Hence why I ended up with a facial scar.
Yeah, oh, true.
Going downhill on my bicycle.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Again, anyway. Melbourne Star. Yeah, I haven't confessed, but because I only got one game in the first week of tipping, last week I did tip the Cowboys. I don't like doing that.
Oh.
I always tip with my heart. This week I've tipped the Knights again. I've gone back. I just had to make up some ground because I had nothing. But I've tipped the Knights against Melbourne for that Sunday Ave game. So we'll see.
Good call.
Yeah. They're thrown around on Fox League now in NRL, the best, what players think about other players. Mm. And the one about Kalyn Ponga as fullback, the way they talk about him, we love him and we know, but when you hear other players tell you what's great about him, and it's, Pat Carrigan, all these people, all these great players are just saying, you've got no idea, his step, his blind side, his strength.
Mm.
Now, he doesn't look strength-wise, too.
No, he looks fast.
And he's fast. Mm. But, yeah, we're only just saying, though, when you look at it, Kalyn Ponga, Reece Walsh, and the list of Queensland players, it's phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got Nathan Cleary. Yeah, so, don't get a...
Best player in the game.
Best player in the game.
And on a bloody good day, if he feels like it, Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah, isn't it true?
Yeah.
If he feels like it. But last night...
He aims up with the blue jersey on most times, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Last night was a great game.
It was. Some Nathan Cleary magic.
He's just maintaining from last year, isn't he, Nathan?
Yeah.
He really is.
And he's still only 26 years old.
I know.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he still dating Mary Fowler?
Yeah.
Is that still on?
Yeah.
The football player?
Yeah. To my knowledge, I personally don't read Women's Weekly, but he is, isn't he?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
But we do have some family passes. If you want to go along and support the Knights getting it over the Melbourne Storm Sunday, it's a 6:15 kickoff at McDonald Jones Stadium.
Give us a call, 133353, if you want to go. Check them out. I think New South Wales Cup is playing before that as well, so two games.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. And we talked all week about Hastings, getting action. We got Cogger in there and everything like that. And, of course, Cogger's going up against Wishart because the Melbourne halfback's out. And, it's kind of like, he's going to look good anyway, isn't he?
Yeah,
definitely.
I don't know, I reckon the Knights can do it.
Good.
I really, really do.
But we know they can.
Oh, well, they've done it. I reckon they can. I think after the last home game, they've got to prove something.
Mm. Yep. All right.
133353, give us a call. We'll reward these people off air because we've got stacks to come after 8 o'clock this morning. We've got Rewind, got Dave Dolan with his take on the week that was, and a Free Gig Friday with Jet coming up before 9.
We get so used to Sunday games on free to air, but this one isn't.
No, I know. So if you don't go to the game, you're not paying for your service, you're not going to see it. So get to the game.
What's your KO password again, Sue?
No problems at all, mate.
Just give it out to everyone on air. It's Dangerous Deep.
From Hunter Water.
Trouble at Mill.
What's up?
Prince Harry could get turfed out of the USA. They've been talking about this for a little while. Donald Trump made it front and centre during the week as well.
He can get on the same plane as Kevin Rudd.
Donald said for a while, because Harry did not divulge, or did he? And he was given a bit of a pass, Mark, that did not divulge his drug-taking past until the book.
Oh.
You know when you enter the US to leave? You've got to actually say, have you had any drug-taking, blah, blah, blah. Well, according to Donald Trump, Harry must have said no, because otherwise he should have been turned away.
Right.
So the new, that book, Spare, he does detail quite extensively his drug past.
Yep.
So Donald said if he gets into power, Harry might get turfed out of the country.
Thank God Donnie's picking up the big issues. Kevin Rudd, who no one knows, and the fact that Harry had a joint.
I know. But there's also a conservative think tank called the Heritage Foundation, and they are completely against the Department of Homeland Security. So they've actually started a lawsuit now,
right,
which claims Prince Harry should not have been allowed into the country. So, you know, like our country, there's so many other issues that they probably should be focusing their attentions and monies on.
Yeah.
But now they're worried about whether or not Prince Harry got a free kick into the country.
See, because I thought it was always if you've been charged, you've got no hope, right? Never mind this just honesty basis.
Yeah.
Because Lennon and in the 60s got charged and they couldn't get him into the States for years. Okay. You know, that kind of biz. But now it's just like, if you've, did you tell a fib?
Yes. Yeah, lying. Because that's what it boils down to. Lying. You're lying on Homeland Security visa application.
Yes.
That's what it boils down to.
Who would have thought you'd bring it out in the book later?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have thought, would you?
Because there would have been a box. Have you done this? Have you done that?
Yeah,
Harry said no. Or he might have said yes. And they've decided, well, you're a man of good character, we'll let you in anyway.
Who would tick the yes box, though? Wouldn't you just go no and fingers crossed?
No, you get really smart and you do a Billy Clinton, mate.
What?
Oh, I smoked a joint, but I didn't inhale it.
I didn't inhale.
Best lie ever.
Triple M's Tanya and Steve. Would you rather?
Okay.
Oh. I tell you what, worth the wait, everyone.
Worth the wait.
That's a cracking intro.
Would you rather?
What have you got, Steve?
Okay, so think about this one. You are about to take hold of $100,000.
She always gets me on the money one.
I love a good money one.
I could see her getting excited. It's a money one. I'm nailing him.
So there it is. I've stacked it up in front of you.
Yep.
There it is. It's yours for the taking.
Yep.
However, if you take said $100,000, the person you hate most on the planet gets $10 million.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
Now, I know how handy $100,000 would come in right now. But in order for you to lay your five fingers on it, that person you hate most cops $10 million straight away into their bank account. Ooh. So they'll probably never have to work again.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they won't. But you will probably pay off a little bit of the mortgage and you're still going to have to work.
So, like, in a year's time, like, you know, you've had a good year
because
you have had no pressure, but then a year's time, it's gone. It's gone.
It's all gone. And you put it in your mortgage. And that person
you hate is
swanning around
on
the
easy
planet.
Street.
Yeah.
Would it be this person, your most hated person, Steve?
No.
No.
It's not that person.
No,
you're showing a male. There's a female. So okay. That's interesting to you because you know what? Immediately I was about to go, nah.
You wouldn't take it.
Keep your $100,000.
Because you wouldn't want them to benefit.
100%. But you know how my brain works. It's like, yeah, no, okay, give me $100,000. Because the hitman's only about 10.
You've really thought about this well.
Stephen.
Well played, sir.
Oh, it's a toughie though, isn't it? Especially when you, I hate the word hate.
I was 100% no.
I knew you, I actually thought you would go no.
And you know what, $100,000?
Yep.
No. Then I went, oh, hang on. Maybe I've been watching too much Mr. In Between.
I think you might have.
Okie dokie. I've actually been watching.
How good is that guy?
Oh, it's so good.
I love him so much.
But that's why my brain went there. I was like, all right, Steve, I'll be up there in a minute. But, remove hitman.
Yeah.
No way.
Oh, so you wouldn't do it?
No way.
You wouldn't take the $100,000?
I do not want that person to have an inch of joy.
Even if it means you have a bit of a joy.
Not worth it, Rice.
Wow.
I kind of thought he'd say that, to be quite honest.
Yeah, you picked it.
Yeah. I'd be different. I would take the $100,000.
Yeah, both of you are, because you're both shallow.
I don't know if I hate someone that much that I'd...
Well, that's the thing. See, I don't.
Mm. That's what I mean. I don't think I hate...
I don't have someone in my world that has done me wrong.
No, same.
Okay, I'll tell you what she did after we go to commercial break then.
But you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have brought this up. He's fantasizing now.
He finally...
All right, I'll find another would you rather that doesn't involve killing people off.
Forget Steve. Forget
is it real?
Mention.
The money, have you got it? this is hypothetical.
It's hypothetical. Sorry.
Come on.
It's Tenure and Steve. Dave Dollar from the newsroom's next.
Build better at McDonald Jones with double glazing included in your new home. Turn it up.